Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100-plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000-plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the second hour. I think it was a little ahead of cue before, but I apologize if you heard it. But yeah, welcome back to the second half of this show. If you want to call in to any part of this show, please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Thanks, Gary. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. We have a special show for you tonight. It's an independence show for the Independence Day, which is Tuesday, July 4th in the United States. Canada was a couple days ago. And around the world, you might have also independence. Don't forget, this show is not just for the United States, but it's around the world. Lynn?
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool is that two countries have an Independence Day so close together.
Right, actually, it was yesterday, I think.
Yeah,
it was yesterday.
That's cool.
It is, and I never knew that until this year, I think, when Carrie mentioned
it. I didn't either. Yeah, I didn't know that
sometimes
either.
Sometimes you're just oblivious. You're in your own world. You don't pay attention.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. But anyway, Gary, let's do your trivia right now, okay, while we have time.
Oh, my God. I got the simplest one of all, and I got to apologize.
You always say that, Gary.
No, this one is really But I apologize for last month when I did my show that I had something mixed up, and I got to tell you what happened. I'm a military man. I used to play taps at funerals, and I used to do anything else in the funerals. But I got mixed up with taps is 24 notes, and to shoot the guns is 21 gun salute. So I had 21 gun salute, the taps mixed up. So I apologize greatly.
So basically,
I'm going to make up for it this week.
Okay,
I'm
going to
make up
ahead.
So good.
Wait, before you begin, wait.
All right.
There was two people that were right then. It was, she was right. And
absolutely. Corey. Absolutely. I feel so bad for that. I didn't figure that out the next day.
Tony.
Well, don't worry. Yeah, nobody's tasked out yet. So
let's go right to the question, Gary.
Right now.
All right. Simple. Everybody knows the three little pigs. They all had their houses built differently. What materials did the three little pigs have in each of their houses?
Which contractors did they use?
Okay. Yeah, which contractors? This is so simple. Somebody got to get this right away.
Golly. Chris, you ready?
Three little pigs. Yep. Oink, come on.
Hey, Gary, while we're waiting.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you know this ridiculous question, 407-894-1680.
You just didn't pay attention to nursery rhymes when you were a kid.
Oh, I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. It took you a minute, Uncle.
Gary, while we're waiting.
Gary,
while we're waiting, why don't you just give a little bit of your opinion? What helps you feel independent?
Well, first of all, I got a hand up to Lighthouse because that was so great to me. It got me out of the funk. I didn't even like to hear the word Lighthouse when my wife was coming home and telling me about that. And thank God I got tired of listening and I signed up and I went. And then I tell you what, it changed my whole life.
That's Lighthouse Central Florida.
Oh, my God. I come out of there so excited about being blind. I mean, I was having fun, man. It was really great. It changed my whole aspect about blindness. And then the other big aspect, and that's what Paul was talking about to me. Well, my second one was really seeing high school getting a dog. That made me really independent there because I get out and travel a little bit better with low vision. I couldn't see at night, so I needed a dog. And then the third one was
New Jersey,
Morristown, New Jersey, CNI school. And then my other big one was going for 6 weeks to Birmingham, Alabama for the Blind and Veterans School. And it's so intense. But I tell you what, when I went to Birmingham and they were teaching like cooking and things like that, I knew it all because I learned it at Lighthouse. So I just sort of floated through that. But yeah, I knew how to cook really well being blind before I went there, because Lynn knows and everybody knows I can cook on a grill. I can do everything else. And so it was sort of fun in the cooking class because I was teaching the instructor how I used to, how I did things. So, yeah.
All right. Chris, do we have any callers for his question?
No, come not on, yet. Don't tell me anybody knows. Repeat the question one more time because I missed it.
Oh, okay. this one's for you, Chris. You know the three little pigs?
No, I don't. I didn't pay attention to preschool, kindergarten.
You were in the same class Michael was.
Okay, I got you.
The three little pigs had their houses built. And what material did the three little houses have independently of their houses? How did they build theirs? Three different ways.
Well, weren't they built off of solar? They were built off of solar panels, weren't they?
Well, they came in later. They came in later, and antennas for television, you know. But you got it now, don't you, Chris? You understand three little piggies.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, turkey, ham, bacon. Yeah, I got all that.
There you go.
Chris,
there you
just
go.
Admit it. You
ding,
don't
ding,
know
ding, you got it. Subway.
Oh, brother.
Oh, does anybody know this ridiculous thing
it's
about the
ridiculous.
Pigs? Well, it's about the three pigs.
Well, it's about the wolf.
Yeah, about the three
a
pigs.
And a pup,
what
and
kind
a
of houses did the three pigs have?
Wait, it was
a 407-894-680. Each pig had their own construction of the house.
Wait, there was a wolf. There was a wolf in the three pigs.
I bet you the Canadian people know this one. Canadian people know this one.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I gotta go. I gotta call my kids because I don't remember
bacon.
The wolf in the three little pigs.
He's calling his kids. I'm sure Malaya and Zamaria know it.
Yeah, I know they know. I'm going to get the answer in a minute.
Hey, so Chris, it's not the big bad wolf.
Right. I thought it was, how big your teeth are or how big your eyes are.
Oh, that's Little Red Riding Hood.
That's Little Riding Hood, Chris.
Oh, oh my gee.
God. I can tell who read the girls the bedtime stories.
I'm in real trouble.
Is there any hope for him?
Okay. Don't
so
Chris.
So you all know, on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking to Nigel Ricard from Boca Raton and learn his story, and then we're going to talk to Hashid and from Daytona Beach and learn his story, and they have trivia questions too.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, don't forget, anybody out there's got a story, you can call in too and add to us.
Yeah.
Phone number is 407-894-680. Okay. Does anybody know this ridiculous question?
We have 2 minutes before break.
I can't believe it takes long
so
for
wait,
someone to answer this
wait,
one.
Wait, they didn't come on the ship and go on the Mayflower? Or was that the mermaid?
Anybody know the construction of each pig?
Not the pig, the house.
Not the pig, the house.
Of the houses. The construction of their houses.
We all discombobulated. Wait a minute.
Construction of their own house.
Oh, golly.
One of them a Cadillac, one out of Lincoln.
You should know construction there, Michael. You ran one over with a bulldozer.
Yeah, Mike, he got a point. You did drive the bulldozer.
Right nobody's over that even, house.
Nobody's even calling in to guess.
And I give it a clue. Nobody helps to call.
Gary, you better tell
that.
The answer, Gary, because we got to go to break.
Nobody helps. Come on. You ready for it? I thought everybody. The straw house, the wood house, the brick house.
Huffed
and puffed, and couldn't blow that house down.
There you go. All right.
Yeah,
let's go to break, Chris. My internet is kind of wobbly here.
Yeah, I was totally discombobulated. I didn't know there was a wolf in the three little bears.
Yeah.
All right, we're going
to
go to break.
Nigel.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got more ridiculous things coming up. 407-94-1680. Show is called Blind and Beyond.
All right.
have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118. Or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in if you'd like to is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. And I apologize ahead of time. I'm losing my internet for some reason tonight, on and off. So, Nigel, if you're hearing me and there's a problem, please call the studio and finish the interview through the station, radio station. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome Nigel's been on the show before, but I'd like to say welcome back, Nigel Ricards from Boca Raton. And mm-hmm. Nigel has his story and also his trivia. So welcome, Nigel. Thanks for joining us. You're welcome.
And firstly, I'd like to congratulate all my fellow panelists on their success in life and on their ability to be independent residents of their respective localities. I live in Boca Raton, Florida, which is in the southern part of Palm Beach County in the state of Florida. But I, like Carrie, was not born in the U.S. I live in the U.S., but was not born here. I was born in Great Britain, actually, on the island of Trinidad when it was yet a British colony. But I am a naturalized citizen as of this time. And I guess you could say two differences. Number one, I don't deal with the skeletal issues. Congratulations to Carrie for her success in dealing with that challenge. But I must say that I was, I guess you could say I was coddled in my early years. I might have been one of those who would have felt not sorry for myself, but would have not succeeded to the extent that I have had it not been for people in my life, some of whom were family, who encouraged me along those lines. One of whom was my big brother. As you can imagine, being 6.5 years older than I, there was some sibling rivalry, but he would not let me get away with anything, even with my parents. So he encouraged me along the way. Plus, I was blessed throughout life to have TVIs and other professionals who assisted me and encouraged me to succeed. With their help and under their inspiration, I'll cut a long story short here. I graduated from Nova High School. Then I went on to, Florida State University for a short college prep program. Then the University of Florida, Go Gators, where I acquired my electrical engineering degree and my Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering. I'm told that I was the first person to graduate with that degree from the University of Florida who happens to be totally blind. By the way, I forgot to mention that I was born totally blind, so I've never been able to see. And that, for me, is an advantage, not having been able to see, because I, to me, haven't lost anything. I guess you could say that I had the spirit of independence brought into me as a young adult, at least, or maybe even an adolescent. I did use paratransit for a while, but now I use other means of getting around. I use, right now, I've been riding with my sighted friend, Kimberly, my girlfriend, who is sighted. But prior to that, I stopped using paratransit a long time ago and have been using the regular transit system. Most people that I know who are blind still use that system for whatever reason. As far as I'm concerned, that's really for people who have other disabilities besides blindness. There are people who have cognitive and mobility impairments, and so that's, to me, that's what paratransit is for. But anyway, that's another soapbox. I have been living independently since the age of 19, which is when I left home to start studying at Florida State University. After I returned home, completing my college prep program curriculum at Florida State, I moved home. We were living in Fort Lauderdale at the time, and I was there, let's see, maybe about a month, maybe two, before enrolling in the University of Florida. Actually, I was already enrolled before I moved there. And so I have lived back and forth between Fort Lauderdale and Gainesville during my curriculum at the University of Florida. But I would only go home for the break. So I wouldn't, there was enough distance between the two localities to where it was impractical for me to spend more than, just short periods of time really at home. And after graduating from UF, I moved back in with my parents, but again, for only maybe 3 months at the most before I moved to Boca Raton because IBM hired me immediately out of college, really. International Business Machines Corporation had a plant here in Boca Raton, and I worked from there for them in this location, and I've lived here in Boca Raton ever since. My parents, sadly, have both of them have passed away, but I do have the support of the local community as well as friends and family that live who live in the vicinity, immediate vicinity. I'm blessed to have a thriving faith community, and I know from them and besides them, I have friends and mostly friends and spiritual family in different parts of the state, but mostly in the local community. I'm quite active.
Michael, excuse me for interrupting. Can I speak a little louder?
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties of my own. So.
Tonight is a weird night.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, we won't bore people with the technicalities. Let's say I won't bore them beyond what I've already bored them. Anyway, I'll just say that I've lived in Boca Raton for these past years since I started working with IBM, and I've been blessed to have some very supportive family and friends in the my brother lives in Westport, Connecticut now, so we were mentioning Connecticut a little while ago, but he's in Westport, not too far, I guess, from New Haven. I'm Connecticut being a small state. I guess the municipalities are not far from each other.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Nigel. Boy, oh boy. So you work for IBM?
Yes, I did.
Wow. So would you like to do your trivia now?
I guess we could. I just have a quick question. Could I possibly... somehow, I'm sure that Paul would not be willing, and it might not be an appropriate venue for us to share contact information, but I have some questions about the Total Gym, because I had one, and I'm looking into getting another one.
Okay, well, I can, if it's okay with Paul, I'll give him your...
Okay,
so off
it's
the air.
Okay.
Yeah, later okay. on this evening, we'll share email addresses, okay?
Absolutely wonderful. So this okay. song that I have is one that I don't expect anyone to remember. Except Lynn, I was surprised when you told me you were.
Thank you.
Well, Carrie, sorry, but the thing is, it was popular to me. Well, it was quasi popular at the time that I was growing up when I lived in Dania Marina. That's going back a long ways. But anyway, it was popular on a local radio station for a few weeks. I just fell in love with it as a little kid. And I really had not heard it for, nigh unto a number of years. All right, I guess I may as well give it away. It's been about 50 years since I heard it. And I finally found it on YouTube, and I've asked people about it, even DJs. Could you please tell me about that song? They said they'd never heard of it, so I thought it'd be a big stumper. And then Lynn told me that she remembered it. So I'm like, okay.
Hey, Nigel, I get it. Nigel, I got to ask you a question. Is it harder than the Three Little Piggies?
Probably the same.
Let's forget
level
about the Three Little Piggies.
It's probably the same level of.
All right.
The same level of difficulty.
Chris, did you find it? My email, Chris. Nigel's song.
There it is.
Okay, Chris.
Nigel, I think I don't know if I do not know that
phone
song.
Number. Wait a minute. The phone number to call in for that song.
Reminds me of another group.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It sounds like quite a few.
Once again, we're looking for the title and the artist.
Oh, my goodness. The title.
No, you're really making it tough.
Not just the artist?
And I'll give you a hint. It's not the Three Little Piggies.
All right. Next Three Little Piggies. I know it.
Our audience never ceases to surprise us, though. We didn't think they were going to get Carrie's song, and they did.
Yeah.
The hard ones they get.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Strange night.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
407-894-1680, if anybody knows this song.
I'll just say that my introduction to computers was a lot more difficult. I literally learned how to use a key punch with...
You know, one thing.
Yeah.
Yes, then, Nigel, continue.
Then we had a Braille terminal brought onto campus, but it was a TTY terminal. This was long before speech technology hit the radar. Well, not that long before. I don't want to date myself too much. But anyway, by the time I had graduated from University of Florida and went to work for IBM, speech technology had crossed the horizon, and I worked with a speech terminal. And then we at IBM developed one of the first screen access programs. It was called the IBM Screen Reader. It was developed for the IBM Personal System 2. Then we had Windows, of course, came on the line and took the market. After Windows came online, they took the market. And I learned JAWS, and I'm a very happy user of JAWS right now. Of course, I have...
And Nigel?
Yes, sir.
I was just going to mention it quickly because you went to college. You was the first blind person to go through there blind. And I actually went through Orlando College, a private college here in Orlando, and I was the first blind person to go through that college. So oh, wow. I felt it was a big honor to be able to do and achieve a bachelor's degree, you know, being the first one through the college blind.
Great. And it occurred to me after the shout-out time that maybe I misspoke. Maybe you were at convention. I just didn't notice you. But I miss seeing you still. Either way, I miss seeing you. Were you there? In Maitland?
No, I don't think Gary went.
I did not go. I'm sorry, Nigel. I didn't miss you. I wasn't there. I'm not big into conventions that much.
Well, I know you were there the one year that Kimberly and I were there, and we met you, I believe.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah, we met two times now, I think. Yeah, yes. So.
I thought maybe it was just me. I might be going.
Chris, right. Anybody call in?
Yes, I got a call on the phone line now. I have Michelle from Pompano Beach, Florida.
Is she a new caller?
She said she's been here before. She's listened before, but
okay.
So let's find out, Michelle.
That'd be Mickey.
Oh, that's Mickey. Okay, yeah. If you say it that way, yeah, I know we know Mickey.
My fellow Gator Great.
Yeah, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, how you doing, Mickey?
Hey, Mickey.
Mickey. That's my nickname, Mickey. That's cool. I don't know. What year was the song from?
We didn't tell you what year it was from. I'll just say that I was okay. I'll give it away. I was 9 years old. I was in Dania Marina. That should tell you what year it was from.
I don't know. David Guetta and BB Rexha. No, not that.
All right, that's it.
Okay, so, all right.
Thank you very much for calling in. Oh,
Nigel, what's the answer?
And from now on, we have to have only top 100 Nigel. Songs of a time.
Right. Nigel, what is the answer? We have to go to break.
Wait. I do have another call on the phone.
I do have another caller.
So Michelle didn't get the answer, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to Ocala, Florida, and let's talk with Molly from Ocala, Florida. Let's see if she has
friend,
a
trivia. Molly, okay.
Oh, Ocala.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Hi, Molly.
Hello, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
I just wanted to call and say hi, and Carrie and Paul and Nigel, thank you so much for your stories. They were really awesome to listen to, and I was able to log in at the beginning, so I've been here the whole time. It's been really nice listening to you guys tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Getting called for tribute.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you so much.
Got to go to break.
Right. Okay, before we go to break, so what's the answer to the song? What's the answer?
The song is "I Could Be So Good to You," and the artist is Don of the Good Times.
Don in the Good Times.
Oh my God!
Don the Good Times.
Don and the Good Times.
Who's singing it?
Don and the Good Times.
Don the Good Times. Okay, well, from now on, it's got to be top 100 songs. We're gonna go to break. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Top 100 for me.
Top 100 for Nigel. A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Hey,
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you're enjoying the show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, last but not least, we'd like to welcome back Hershey Trevetti. And Hershey has his story, and he's calling in from Daytona Beach. Hello, Hershey, and welcome
Florida,
back.
Daytona Beach, Florida. For
the right.
Hello,
Daytona
Hershey.
Beach, Florida.
Hello, Hershey.
Hi, welcome, guys. Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. And thank
good evening.
You for joining us from, I guess, all over, right? Canada, the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got the world. U.K. We got the whole world.
All over the world. Yep. Right?
And so what is your story, Hershey?
So my story is that world, right? When you spin the globe, I land in a little place in Africa called Zambia. And Zambia is formerly known as Rhodesia, Northern and Southern Rhodesia, which would be present-day Zimbabwe and Zambia. So anyway, Zambia was where I was born, in Livingston and Victoria Falls, if you've ever heard of the Seventh
Wonder.
Oh,
yeah. That's famous. Oh,
yes.
That's famous.
So the city that that's from is where I was born. And so, you know, the little mosquitoes, they're a little difficult. Just to let you guys know, they're a little difficult. When they bite you, they might give you a little thing called malaria. So I might have gotten malaria when I was younger, and that could have caused my vision loss. It's hard to determine. And, you know, there's all these different foundations fighting blindness. We have all these different, you know, things out there, availabilities. So for me, it is, how do you take what you have and how do you deal with it, right? It's how do you deal with the hand that you dealt with? And for me personally, I've lost my father in 2003, and that was, I guess, one big loss of a loss in our computer vision. But what is vision loss? Because vision loss doesn't mean you've lost sight of your life, right? Your independence is what becomes the tools that you take, how you take something, how you learn something. And so modern day, let's fast forward a tape to 2023. It's been about 3 years I've hosted or co-hosted iBook Today, which is a nonprofit out of Houston, and I deal with the Android side of the calls. Previous to that, I have just learned a lot about audio and video, and then, you know, then just again taking the scene back to Lighthouse in Orlando, where I remember working at Robinson when packaging the 50 packages of alcohol swabs, and knowing that that contract is strong, knowing that the call center is strong, going through independent living skills just recently with Conklin Center in Daytona Beach. So some of these things are just, you know, some gatherings of how we all kind of pivot, even though we might not get the best cards dealt to us, but pivoting is the key. And other than that, you know, the thing is think about what independence means to you, because there's multitudes of what it means to other people, right? It's not only about vision and sight and hearing and mobility and other aspects, but what does independence really mean entirely to you as a person? And, you know, a show like this, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, .org. At the .org, you got a website out of it. You know, it's so simple. And it just coming back to it, today I shot it at my mom. It's going to be archived. So it's going to be there. I could come back to it. And maybe you could hear our trivia at this point if Chris has a trivia, you know, ready to go. If not, we could keep talking.
Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, why not? And
before
then
it's
and
too
we'll
late?
Talk it some
That's
more.
Fine. Yeah, and you can always call in another time. And but
before
this way, get your trivia in. And I like that word you use, Hershey, pivot. Pivot. That's really good, right, Michael?
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Well, Michael used to say you have to learn to turn on a dime, but the pivoting is very, it's the same.
We got it going. I like a diamond. I like a diamond. A good.
Yeah, I like that pivot. Okay, so let's
pivot. Very good, everybody.
Chris, do you have Hershey's song?
Yep, ready to rock and roll, baby. Let's get it.
Okie dokie. All righty.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the song for the trivia.
We need a winner.
That's the phone number.
We need a winner. Come on. Somebody's got a winner out there.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my
life. Really appreciate Chris there.
Yeah.
You know, my hometown of where Brooklyn Cookman is from as well. The reason why I also brought this song up is we hear a lot of samples in music. If we listen to modern music now, we're going to hear a lot of old songs and new songs and a lot of intertwined songs. And, you know, I really appreciate the message that we get from our elders and, you know, in between, and not calling people out by age, but it's just we got to keep the message alive. So,
yes.
You know, I really appreciate that different songs, different decades still have.
Wait a minute, Hershey. I got to get the phone number out again.
Go ahead.
The trivia. Phone number.
Remember,
is
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. If you know who's singing that song,
that's 1680.
407-894-1680.
You want them to win.
Yeah.
We do win it, folks.
You know what? In a million years, I didn't know that who that I thought of another artist, but you picked an unusual.
That artist. Artist is famous.
Yeah.
But Michael, she's did really not famous. Know. I.
You tricked us.
That one, that's a good one because.
She did.
Definitely is good.
She is very well known. Once you give the answer, everybody knows who she is. That's amazing. Amazing.
But not who I thought. Amazing.
Sampling, original. Exactly. I've heard great terms here.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
so tell us more, Hershey, about the story.
So with sampling and all that, it's working and doing streaming or just having audio, right? Just having our voice heard in is enough independence. Just having the clear sound of what you want to do with your life. You know, if your passion is to be into law, then speak your truth. If, you know, your passion is to show how to do woodworking, you know, there is a will, there's a way. So I just wanted to say to anybody that if you have a thought, you know that there is a way to do this independently. And the first things first is just to ask your community, ask whomever is around you. You could be in a small little city in Canada, but that doesn't make a difference when you have the whole big swimming pool or a big ocean of the internet. So I hope that, you know, you brings what independence brings to us of 4th of July also brings independence to your life in access and in technology and, you know, and just being vision impaired sometimes or what, however you want to call it, sight loss, vision loss.
Before we go any further, I want to
Second, Chris,
before we
please.
Take the trivia question, anything else? I want to thank our panel tonight.
I really.
Because tonight's show, I'll tell you right now, we're putting it down as a best of.
Absolutely.
So that we need a show.
Thank you.
As a best of. This is one of the best shows.
So meaningful.
Yep.
Very meaningful.
I love
show.
It.
Yeah.
This has been a blast.
Thank you, everybody.
So thank you to Carrie Giesbrecht. Before we go to the trivia, thank you, Carrie Giesbrecht from British Columbia. Thank you, Paul Ressler from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Yep.
Oh, Gary, by the way, thank you, Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, Florida. And
sure, okay.
thank you, Chris. But
Nigel.
And thank you, Nigel Ricards in Boca Raton, Florida.
And thank you.
And thank you for Hershey.
And thank you for pronouncing my name properly. Very few could do it.
Oh, well, I wanted to say thank you to Hershey Trivedi from Daytona Beach, Florida, too.
All right, okay, I want to say one thing, Lynn, is Carrie, please push on for Lighthouse in Canada. Yeah. We'd love to see that go.
I'm going to.
Okay,
you
guys.
You know how to talk to the mayor.
All right, did anybody
know how to talk to the mayor?
Did anybody call in? Chris, did anybody call in?
Yes, I got the phone lines lit up. They all four. I got four callers on the phone line.
Anybody new?
All right.
We're going to have a winner.
Anybody new?
Here's where we at. I'm going to say we have Michelle from Pompano Beach. She's trying to go at another round.
Yeah.
I have Shay from Seattle, Washington. Then I have Cassandra from Pompano Beach, and then I have Poppy from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
Poppy sound new to me.
Yeah, he does sound new to me too.
Right, and
Shay
is from Seattle, Washington.
Gary, stop.
I can't hear Chris.
And Shay is from Seattle, Washington.
Right.
Okay.
So Poppy.
Okay, so we're going to go with Poppy first. Poppy from Orlando.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Poppy, hola, Poppy. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm all right. I just wanted to name the tune and sing. I was singing. Strumming my face with good words. And that's Minnie Riperton.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's wrong answer.
No, wrong.
Next caller. Thank you very much for calling in, Poppy.
Yep, you was almost close, Poppy. Thank you though. That's not it though. Thank you though.
Michelle in Pompano Beach again.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Michelle.
But quickly,
Michelle in Pompano Beach. Michelle, how you doing?
Okay. So here we go, Poppy. Hola, Poppy. How you doing?
Michelle, come away. Michelle, come away from your radio.
Okay.
She's not ready. We'll go to the next one.
Michelle.
Chris, who's next?
Okay, gotcha.
All righty. Let's go to Shay from Seattle, okay. Washington. Shay from Seattle.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, Shay, how you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Good, good. All right, Shay. We done went through two callers, all right? Shay, I know you know this answer. Shay, I'm giving you the floor. What's the name of the song and who's the artist of the song?
Oh, I didn't know how to have artists. The name of the song is Killing Me Softly. The popular one is by Roberta Flack, but I don't know who that one was. Sorry.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. You have
to
say who's singing this song.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for calling in, Shay.
Hey, Shay, thank you so much.
Anybody else?
All right, let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra. All right, Cassandra, this is all you. All eyes are on you, Cassandra.
Where is she at, Cassandra?
Where's she calling from?
Where's she calling
She's
from?
Calling from Pompano Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay.
All right, with Cassandra.
Pompano. Quickly.
Cassandra. Yes.
Who's... It's Nancy Sinatra.
Can 100% I... right. 100%
That's
right.
That's it, you Nancy.
Nancy.
We got a winner.
Right.
We got a winner. Finally.
Winner, winner, chicken
Terrific.
Dinner.
So you just won yourself this a $10 awesome. Gift card from Subway.
All right. Thank you. Well, thank you for calling, Cassandra. We're going to turn you over to Chris, and I'm going to do
thank
my
you very much for calling in.
My show wrap up. I'd like everybody to join us next week with co-host Dave. I have to read my own notes here. With co-host Dave Hillebrand and guests from Samsara Vision, eSight, and much, much more. But once again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you to our panel. It was a wonderful, wonderful show.
It was awesome. Thank you. And I wish you all a happy Independence Day on Tuesday.
Well, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Happy 4th of July.
Was that a new caller calling in?
Cassandra, I think. Cassandra. Was a new caller. Yeah. So, Chris, can you play our Independence Day music as we say goodnight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, everybody else, thank for you. Having us join
thank
us.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming to our home.
Love you. Yeah.
Love you
good
too.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Listen, folks.
Have a good holiday.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Be safe. Happy holiday.
There it is. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Be good safe. Night.
Take care.
Thank you.